News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Could a reintroduction of targeted tax incentives help to alleviate the housing crisis? Derek Henry, partner and head of tax at BDO Ireland, believes so, and he joins us. Good morning to you, Derek. Explain what you think should happen and why it would.
We have a supply issue in the housing market, as we all know, and there's a number of barriers to the supply. There's issues around planning and zoning. There's issues around infrastructure. But with all the good work that the government are doing, we're seeing areas where there's particular challenges, and those challenges are coming about as a result of viability. We're seeing last year that we had a 24% drop in the number of apartment completions. Also, we're seeing that we have about 50,000 apartment schemes that currently have planning but haven't commenced. And the reason that these haven't commenced is down to viability.
Are you talking about financial viability, that developers or landlords or whoever don't believe that the money is there to justify the investment?
100%, that's okay. Right. We have Department of Finance figures that say it costs $591,000 to build a two-bed apartment in Dublin. However, the average price that can be achieved for that is $345,000. So there's a clear viability gap there.
Okay.
And it's similar outside Dublin as well, $549,000 versus $230,000 on average. So, this is reflected in those numbers that we're seeing in terms of the completion of apartments. We've a clear market failure, and where we have a market failure, tax incentives can be a powerful tool to address those market failures.
Okay, so however, for people listening who maybe aren't, economically minded, what you're saying is we need to increase the supply side, and one of the ways we do that is to incentivize people who might facilitate supply, who are developers, who are builders, who are landlords, who are investors. So we incentivize those with tax incentives, and then supply will increase. Is that it in a nutshell?
Pretty much, Ciara. So the government has put a huge amount of money into the housing sector, as we know. But it has admitted, and it is clear from the Department of Finance figures, that it doesn't have the funds and the capital to do it on its own. So it needs to mobilise private capital, and it needs to work hand in glove with private industry and private capital to effectively address the housing crisis.
And I take the logic of your argument entirely. If this is the case, and this is what should happen, why isn't it happening? Why does tax incentives for developers, etc., seem to stick in the craw and seem to have such a bad, rep?
Well, it's probably historical. Tax incentives are powerful, and like any powerful tool, they need to be measured and controlled. And I suppose what happened in the past was that they were let get out of control. But they were let get out of control, it wasn't the tax incentives, it was the way they were designed and the planning. So they facilitated housing and development where there wasn't a market failure, where the supply was there. So effectively, it increased what we call dead weight, where the government was incentivizing activity that would have happened already. So that's why we're saying they need to be very targeted, they need to be measured, and they need to be monitored.
So in other words, just putting money in the developers' pockets, and things resulted probably like ghost estates and all those. These are sort of Section 23.
Pretty much.
All of that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was clear, we'd say there was an Indicon report done back in 2006, 2007 around these, and it was clear, they said, look, they had the incentive at the start where there was a market failure. So, for example, they've been very powerful in terms of redeveloping the IFSC, the docks, Temple Bar. That was all no-go areas that were re-incentivized and reinvigorated and brought to the international standards that we have now through tax incentives. However, once they get to a critical mass, the tax incentives need to be then curtailed or moved to more targeted areas.
In other words,
it's about their design.
Are you saying, Derek, we can learn from those past mistakes? We can do it in a different way. It isn't a blanket sort of free-for-all, as I say, putting money in developers' pockets. It's getting targeted measures in now to stimulate, I suppose, a wave of supply in a time when I don't think anyone can remember such a small amount of houses available to buy or rent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely right, Ciara. I think we can learn from the mistakes of the past. We can take the good things that happened, but make sure that the mistakes aren't repeated. It will take political will. However, that's massively important. It'll take political bravery because, you know, there will be a narrative against it. But if they're targeted, and the areas that we're suggesting would be
targeted... The narrative against it is largely ideological, though, isn't it? I mean, what you're saying is quite pragmatic. So and there will be a backlash, that there will be people saying, don't give money to developers, don't give money to the wealthy. But that's an ideological position rather than one that actually is particularly useful at building houses.
Absolutely. And what do we need? We need supply. So if we've got a tool that's going to stimulate that supply, we've got to use it. We can see from the figures that I talked there, we have an issue with apartments, for example. The fall off in the number of apartments is massive. And it's an area that has been outlined by numerous economists that it requires investment in Ireland. We do not have enough apartments. We have a stage of life that needs family homes. We have a stage of life that needs apartments. We have a stage of life that needs independent living and age-related living. And we have a stage of life that needs student accommodation. Because we've got lack of supply in those areas, it puts pressure on the whole system in terms of availability. We've seen that secondhand stock not being recycled back into the market, yeah. And that's causing problems. Absolutely, we've got to get past this ideological issue and we've got to look at the tools that will work to address the crisis.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Derek Henry, partner and head of tax at BDO Ireland. Let us know what you think. We do have one of the tightest supplies, which is driving up costs for everybody, for renters and people who want to buy homes or even get into the property market at all. What do you make of it? Developers, incentives? Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.